For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another show to the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. We are doing an all-time fantasy football draft, so buckle up, tuck it into your waistband, because here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're back.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws because they're free. So 356 coming hot at you guys, and so 355. And I'm joined on this one by Alex Tossman, the Rock Tassopoulos, and Nicholas Snacks Kreider. And we have a fun one today, guys. Fantasy football's coming up right around the corner. We have a special trick up our sleeve for that one that you guys will enjoy. But right now, we want to play a little game. Fantasy football, all-time teams. We're going to do snake draft. Nick starts. Then myself, toss, then toss again back to me, to Nick. That's how the snake draft works. We're going to be drafting players. We must each have one active player on our roster. It's a quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, two flexes, no kicker, no defense, special teams, no head coach, no defensive player. Use your imagination for those. You could pick them for us. Only above 2,000. So Jerry Rice, O.J. Simpson, who's not a Jew, and Emmitt Smith don't count. But anybody above 2,000 counts. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew.
Wait. Wow. Technically, you could draft Emmitt. It would just be a really bad draft choice.
Technically, you could draft Jerry, too.
You could draft Jerry as well. Them.
Yeah. I mean, like,
spoiler alert. Don't think it's happening, though.
Don't think it's going to happen. Peak careers, obviously, is where we're going with this
one. I mean, the idea is that we're drafting a guy at his very best, right? Mm-hmm. A guy from 2000 to 2021 at the height of their career to build the ultimate fantasy team.
The all-time fantasy team for ourselves. No backups, no bench. Again, use your imagination. Plug
starters only.
Boys. Starters only.
I think this is a fun little just activity for us to take part in. Mm-hmm. You know, the first game is September 9th. So we've got a little bit of while. You should start thinking about your fantasy team. But
we just
hopefully
watched our guys get inducted in the Hall of Fame, right? Some of these guys are probably going to be Hall of Famers.
That's right. But this is what we're going to use to get us excited. Hopefully you listening to it gets you excited as well. Start looking at those mock drafts. Start looking at the draft boards, at the players, the player rankings by position. Because you want to win those bucks, and you definitely want to win the bragging rights against your friends.
Yeah, you want to smoke them.
Definitely want to put some player props down as well on some of these guys that are active on our rosters at betonline.ag.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. Always betonline.ag. We love them so much. Love them more than some family members and certain foods. Do you guys know anybody that's drafted yet? Or is that crazy talk?
I don't think anyone's openly said they've drafted, but I'm sure we know people who have, people who are in like five leagues.
Yeah. I actually got into it with somebody at a restaurant. We were walking back from the bathroom, table of guys. I overhear them arguing about whether one guy should be allowed to change his keeper or not. They set their keepers, I guess, at the end of last year, which is kind of crazy, before the preseason or training camp even gets underway. One guy set his keeper as Cam Akers out for the year, and they're not letting him change it, which to me is kind of swag.
Like, basically, they ask each team,
yeah,
who their keeper is for the season, and then when they lock it in, it's locked. Like, he could have set another guy, and
yeah, like, yeah, they asked him who he wanted to keep. He said Cam Akers. That was D-Jack Hobbs, and now they're pulling a B Ricky Ponting move on their friend.
Yeah, that's well, terrible.
I think it all depends on. It really is up to the commissioner, right, to delineate some sort of timeline. And then once the timeline has passed, it's unfortunate, right, obviously, what happened to Cam Akers. But if it was past that timeline. Yeah. Now, I do think it's a little presumptuous to do it right at the end of the season.
It's crazy.
You should probably wait a little bit, like let things digest, see how free agency trades. That's changes things.
Legal allegations?
Yeah, that's a great call, Nick.
Yeah,
I think maybe it was like maybe it could have been like, not right after the season finished, but it was pretty like, it was definitely like at the start of training camp.
Yeah.
And I got into it with these guys. Yeah. I got into it with these guys and I was trying to talk to them, and I found out who the commissioner was. I sniffed him out.
Jim Gordon.
And I accosted him. Yes. Jim Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon.
It was,
you bastard.
It was, I told him, I said, this is a bona fide heist on your friend right here. He's basically taking his money.
Yeah,
he shanghaied him, which is completely unfair. I think I said the word shanghaied. I was pretty drunk. I hope I did. And
did you grab a beer off their table and drink it in front of them and then slam it?
No, I didn't. But if I have a time machine, that's definitely a top 10 place I would go to so I can do that. I mean, we were already in trouble as it was with the restaurant.
My commissioner,
a couple unsavory characters,
asked for keepers like a month ago. And there's still like three guys who haven't given his keepers yet. So I think you should have up till the draft to announce your keepers.
I mean, I think,
especially if there's draft implications involved, like if you're losing a pick because you're keeping someone, you should definitely like know the full context of what the season's going to look like for that guy.
There's so many different keeper rules though, and like how they look and how they're structured. Like mine, the one that I'm in, you get one keeper. And it's an auction draft, and it's you basically keep a player for $5 more than what you bought him for the previous year. So like,
right,
if you get a guy, you know, on a steal who, you know, was only a few bucks and he had a breakout season and he's going to go for like 40 or 50 bucks, then it's, you know, in your favor to keep that guy.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson's probably a guy that's a really good value pick, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jefferson, like maybe even Eckler, like
Herbert.
Herbert's a good one. Josh Allen, you know, AJ Brown, DK.
Yeah,
I think at the end of the day, for fantasy, it's a sport that we like playing with our friends, and because of that, house rules applies, right? So whoever the commissioner is comes to an agreement with the rest of the league that this is how the league's going to work. Like, we have one of our buddies who's in what they call a vampire league, where one team is like the vampire and every other team drafts normally, and if the vampire team wins, they get to take the best player or whoever they want from the team that they defeated. They can make moves on the waiver wire. No one else can. It's just a house rules kind of thing. So it's a lot, it can be a lot of fun, but like, you do have to dictate, and certainly we will judge your house rules if they seem to be off. Like, it seemed like that tables was.
Yeah. I think that those guys were premature. I don't think you can't have it up until the draft, at least from my understanding as the commissioner of a keeper league, because there is a certain point you have to set the keepers. You could set the draft order and you could set the time. I mean, maybe you have a couple days prior, but mine is set at, I think it's August 31st. You have to have your keepers in by, which is like 10 days before the season starts. First game. Yeah.
Well, I mean, considering I'm drafting on the 29th, like, that's pretty.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? I don't like that. That's too early.
The 29th.
Yeah.
29th. I've done leagues where it's day before, roster set, you're in like Flynn, and that's a little too late. I like 2 or 3 days before, maybe like that. If the game's Thursday, let's do the draft Sunday night. Let's do the draft Monday. Nothing's going to really change. And honestly, I've been in a situation where I've knocked out multiple drafts in a day and I've been stoked because I'm already in the zone. I'm already feeling it. I'm not getting tired. I'm getting amped. I'm learning how the board is going. So hopefully my more important league, my big money leagues towards the end. I mean, honestly, all my leagues are pretty important to me. Our LA league's a little smaller of a buy-in, but it's always nice. Good, really good banter.
You're the commissioner. Everyone's out for blood for you.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't mind that. I don't mind the banter. I think it's great. The banter is fantastic in that league and it's a good bragging rights league. My college league,
it's an LA league, so of course, great banter.
Yeah, the college league is similar to that, but I think Nick, you're in a big buy-in toss, or you as well. I'm in like a $200 one, where it's, I guess, a sizable buy-in. Nick, you had specified or said to me in private once and disclosed that you wanted to do a bigger buy-in league, like $1,000. And to me, I love that.
I disclosed
about
that to you in private. Now you tell all our fans that.
I'm trying to
fans football.
Yeah. Well, I thought, look, you're a big spender. You're a big baller. I'm going to show you off, Nick. They may not be able to see it, but you have a brand new spacious bedroom. And I want to know let the people know out there that you're down to throw okay on a fantasy football league. And I love that confidence. I know you're good at fantasy football. To me, I don't think I could do it on fantasy football just because of the injury bug. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, one couple injuries could, you know, bamboozle your entire season. So,
yeah. I mean, Saquon Barkley last year. Kicked me in the nuts.
McCaffrey was out for pretty much the entire season last year, and that really hurt me too. But
yeah, I mean, I almost would rather the Saquon thing. Not that you want anyone to get injured, but I'd almost rather the Saquon thing because at least
you can just cut him and you're done. But with McCaffrey, I mean, you have the IL or the DL, I guess.
IR.
I'm in baseball mode still.
I know, me too. But yeah, I mean, at least the Saquon thing, it's swift, and you know your season's over. Like there's no kidding yourself.
But McCaffrey, every week he came back, he tore it up.
But he was like back just like once or twice.
Played like 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, it was just not a great showing out of him.
Still probably ended up with over 100 points across those four games or something. Yeah,
you know what will be a great showing though?
What?
This draft.
Let's get into it. All right, Nick, you're first. I'm second. Toss third. Guy has to play after 2000 peak years. So think like his best 3 years. Kind of combined half PPR,
sure.
Half PPR,
yeah.
Toss is a standard guy. I'm a PPR guy. Nick, I think you're somewhere in the middle, so we'll go half.
Cool. With my first pick, we talked about it. I'm going to stick with my boy, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay, Nick, I'm going to keep notes.
Here's the thing. LaDainian Tomlinson has statistically two of the best five fantasy football seasons. I'm looking right now on Bleacher Report. Two of the best five fantasy football seasons all time by a player, right? He had that crazy year in 2006 where he rushed for 28 touchdowns, 1,800 yards. It's absurd. That year, he put up 481 points without PPR, right? And people forget that he also caught a lot of passes out of the backfield with Rivers and Breeze in his career. So there's some crazy years there in a stretch from like 2004 to 2007 where he just went off. He's by far, I think, the most electric fantasy running back that we've ever seen.
I think it's a great pick. I think the upside of his pass catching ability, especially if we're in a half point PPR, is really what, of course, he's going to get the touchdowns. You know, in his best years, he was there. Yep. He's at the top of the league, breaking records. I mean, but the pass catching,
he caught 100 passes in 2003. 100 he caught 100 receptions.
That makes all the difference.
It's a huge pick. It's a good one. I'm unsurprised by it, but I respect it nonetheless. This is a tough one for me. My gut is telling me to go running back. I want to go running back. So I think I'm going to go running back. I was trying to think outside the box, but it's just not worth it. I'm torn between two running backs. One is of our alma mater. And one is a former Charity Stripe guest, which is making it tough for me. I want to go with the guest, but I'm going to go with our boy from our alma mater, He also has two of the best five fantasy seasons of all time. I'm going to go with Priest Holmes.
It's a great pick.
Definitely a really good pick.
Yeah, no, Toss is saying that with a smile because he got someone.
I'm absolutely going to take Marshall Faulk with the third pick. I think one of the things that we didn't necessarily get to witness is if we're starting this draft at 2000, prime Marshall Faulk starts basically at year 2000. He had one of the best fantasy football seasons of all time. Of course, 5 and 6 year old Josh, Toss, and Nick are not playing fantasy football at that point, but it doesn't mean that he wasn't tearing it up.
Speak for yourself, bro.
For fantasy football teams across the country. So I'm going to go with Marshall Faulk as my first running back. That Rams squad, you know, obviously a charity stripe guest. And then another, you know, one of our compadres on the Believe Podcast Network and Isaac Bruce Hall of Famer. So love that Rams squad. And I think I'm going to double up on RBs and I don't know if I'm going to do that. I don't know if I am.
What are you thinking? Talk to us.
You're on the clock and it's ticking. So you got to.
Clock is ticking. You got to make a decision.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Randy.
Randy Moss.
Yeah. I was thinking just to double up on RBs because I actually do think that the drop off from the top 4 or 5 RBs is pretty substantial. There's a lot of guys that were really good for a long time, but like that upper echelon of guys is kind of tough to beat. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with Randy because at his prime, in his heyday, what he's putting together season to season, he just catches so many touchdowns.
Season he
had with Brady and New England was unbelievable. It's definitely, I don't have the numbers in front of me. It's got to be the best receiving season anyone's ever had, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was phenomenal, record-setting season. Both of them combined for record-setting seasons there. Obviously, Peyton Manning, who, you know, he could have the record. Brady will have the rings, but goes on to break Brady's record.
The fantasy record. Yeah, so I've got Randy Moss and Marshall Faulk.
This is a tough one. I wanted Randy Moss. I really wanted Randy Moss. I don't want to say I feel bamboozled, but I don't feel great right now. That's for sure. I will say that I'm torn because I know we have to go with an active guy and I know the running back drop off is substantial. My mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes. I think I'm going to go look. He hasn't done it for many years, but he had one of the best seasons of all time statistically. So I'm going to take that and iron that in as my peak. Even last year, we discussed it. He's been mentioned. He didn't play really. He played 3 games last year, but even in those games, he was great. I'm going to have to go CMC, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a great pick. I mean, he's still so young, and the seasons that he has played are electric. And, I mean, he's number 2 right now in terms of the best seasons that he's ever put together behind my boy LT. So.
Yeah. And again, a lot of that is because of the pass catching ability, right?
One and a half peep.
For sure.
Half peep. You know how many receptions that guy's going to get. And he also just loves the end zone. He loves
I think he's going to get more. If he plays a full season, I think it's plausible that he gets more with Darnold. I don't know. Maybe.
Do you think CMC is going to be RB1 at the end of this season? Obviously not our fantasy show, but just throwing that out there because we did just draft him. You just drafted him, Josh.
I'm trying to think. Like it's just honestly, it's really tricky. If he's healthy, sure. I think they're gonna have. I'm like, look, you're hoping that he comes back healthy and then you utilize him a lot. I think I'm on Nick's bandwagon of Dalvin Cook, but Dalvin Cook always misses a couple games, like always.
Should we do a t-shirt bet that Christian McCaffrey, if he's number 1, you get a t-shirt, I buy it for you. If he's not, then you pay me $10.
Okay, I'm in for that.
Easy
bet.
I get the field. It's an easier bet for me. So
yeah, that's great. That's really generous of you.
I'll take a $10 bill.
Nice. I'll take another t-shirt in my closet. Nicholas. Back to back.
Well, with my second round pick, I'm taking Antonio Brown. He had a couple of monster
Yeah, one of the best
seasons for PPR, especially. So this is half PPR, getting a lot of receptions. You know, he had a couple seasons. He had one season where he had 136 receptions. He had another season where he had 129 receptions. I mean, the guy just gets fed the ball, gets a lot of yards, gets a lot of touchdowns. I think he's, you know, probably the number two best fantasy wide receiver behind Randy. And then I'm going to go back to back wide receiver.
Wow.
I'm going to take kind of an old school guy, but Marvin Harrison. He also
wow, had a Nick.
Crazy seasons with Peyton Manning.
I actually think that's a better pick than your first wide receiver.
Well, I'm looking at consistency with Antonio. I mean, obviously Marvin Harrison's Hall of Famer and he's consistent as ever, but in terms of the like amount of crazy seasons that Antonio's had, that's why I've taken him. But Marvin had that one season where he had 143 receptions. I mean, that's 143 fantasy points right there. And you know, that guy Peyton Manning slung it back in his day. So if you're the top wide receiver for Peyton Manning, you're doing something good.
Yeah. I like the consistency with the high ceiling pick, you know, like I think that's a really good pairing. I know all these guys are relatively pretty consistent, right? They've all been really good players for a long time, but like it's all margins at this point with these guys, cause they all are the best at their position. But I do think that Marvin Harrison is just a lock to be a top six receiver in any fantasy football season.
It's funny that we had those parameters of having at least one active player on our teams, because like we're easily going to do that. I mean, Josh already have ours, and there's definitely some tight ends out there that I'm sure are going to be taken.
Yeah, you just want to keep it safe, though. I mean, like we don't want to take all old-time guys, especially from the running back slot. You know, we could have maybe made it a bit stricter, but guess what? The charity stripe never dies. There's always next year. Coolio, Julio. So, Nick, just so everyone knows where we're at, Nick, you got one running back. You got LT. You got double wide receivers in AB, Marvin Harrison, great possession guys. I got Priest Holmes and CMC, and Toss, you got a running back and a wide receiver, Marshall Faulk. I'm looking at the board. I've noticed what Toss has said. I don't think it's a red herring. There is a drop-off with running backs. I'm looking at the running backs available. I'm going with one guy who's led the league in touchdowns, Bama boy, former first-round pick, dominated in the mid-2000s. Was thinking another Texas guy, but I would be a fool to take the other Texas guy as much as I love him over this guy. I'm going to move into the flex position and go Sean Alexander.
Ooh, not bad.
So you have Trip running backs right now.
Trey.
Who are your running backs?
Reese Thomas, Christian McCaffrey, and Sean Alexander.
Wow. So now I once again have back-to-back picks.
You have that's how
a snake works.
The joys of being in a three-person snake draft, right?
It's lovely.
Sean Alexander, really good pick. I think there's a severe drop-off at this point. And you guys have checked all your boxes there in the RB categories. So you got to feel pretty... Actually, Nick, you still need one, right?
I still need one, yeah.
You still need
one. I'm looking at them right now, so...
Yeah. I am going to do something crazy, maybe.
No,
I'm not. I'm going to take two wide receivers.
Okay. That is a little crazy.
Is it?
I did it.
Is one of them active?
Neither of them are active.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I can't do it because I do have to check the box of the active players.
Indecisive toss here.
I'm just weighing my options as I talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Brady.
Thomas?
I'm gonna go with Brady.
Wow.
And then I'm also going to pick T.O. So over the course of 8 seasons, T.O. was a top 10 wide receiver. So just love that consistency. He's a beast. It's a fun pairing with him and Randy Moss. And then I like the Tom. I mean, if we're picking Tom Brady at his best and Randy Moss at his best, I get that 1-2 punch. And I love the double points from a quarterback throwing to his wide receiver. It checks my box of having a active player and takes the first quarterback off the board.
It's crazy that he's like an active player. Like that's your active player.
I mean, he's very active. He won a Super Bowl this year.
He's very active.
I know he's the most active. He looks amazing. He almost looks too good. He almost looks fake. Okay. This guy's been in the news, not for the right reasons necessarily as of late, but he is a PPR monster. He has the most PPRs in a season, 149, breaking Nick's boy Marvin Harrison's record. He is a Buckeye. He is a member of the Saints. I do have his t-shirt jersey. I'm going with my boy, number 13, Michael Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pass up on a guy who is really the only receiver on a roster.
Which has been the case for years.
For years, literally. That's a great pick.
What are they doing? Like, why don't they just get another guy? Like, the Buccaneers have Godwin, AB, and Evans. Like, you don't have to do that, but, like get one guy. Like, the Dez thing was pathetic. That was, like, I love Dez, but that was, like, a pathetic effort of getting another guy in there. He was already over the hill.
They got Traquan Smith. What are you talking about?
All right. Dude, on that note, Nick, you're up.
I'm trying to get my next running back, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because in terms of, like, production,
yeah,
like, Adrian Peterson is, like, one of the best all time.
Yeah. But
he still isn't, like, even in, like, the top 20 of best fantasy football seasons ever.
It's tricky.
It is tricky. So, like, kind of want to look and see a guy who had a couple of, like, really crazy years. And I mean, you look at a guy like Steven Jackson who had a crazy year, you know, mm-hmm. 2006, you know, even David Johnson had one in 2016. But, like, I also want to see some consistency, right? Like, yeah. Steven Jackson was good, but he was never, like, with Danny Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
So I'm going to go out and say, and this is kind of a wild one.
Okay. I'm ready.
But I'm going to say Arian Foster. He had like a 3-year stretch where he was just unbelievable.
He was like the top guy for a year. That's not a bad pick. It's a little outside the box, but I like it.
It's outside the box, but he won me a championship. And he was actually one of my favorite players growing up. Still follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
That dude. So Arian Foster. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Gronk, tight end. I mean, obviously there's a ton of tight ends that we could throw out there that had great seasons, but he just consistently does it. And he's had some of the craziest seasons ever as a tight end. I mean, outperforms most wide receivers usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tough to bet against the man. I'm going to go wide receiver. I'm going to go the most recent Hall of Fame. I'm going to go Megatron. Fourth best season ever out of a wide receiver. The receptions aren't beautiful, but obviously he has record-setting seasons as a receiver with yards, touchdowns. Obviously, at 16 touchdowns, 1,600-yard season with 96 receptions. It's one of the best seasons of all time in fantasy. So I'm going to ride Calvin Johnson on this one.
Nice. I like it. I think he's a fantastic player. I definitely had him on my big board. Hate to see him taken there, but gonna move on with my pick. My back-to-back picks, excuse me.
Back-to-back.
I am going to take... I've got to take my second running back. Got to fill that slot out.
Mm.
And... God, Priest Holmes, he was just such a beast, man.
I thought that was a solid pick.
Yeah.
That was a great pick.
I didn't know. I couldn't tell how you guys felt about that pick.
Sorry, guys. Who did you just take again?
Who did I just take?
Yeah.
I took Megatron.
That's right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm just weighing my options running back-wise here. I'm going to, it's tough not to be able to, like, I want to pick all day Adrian Peterson, like Nick wanted to or was enticed to, but it's just tough. There's so many other guys that, you know, affect the game in other areas. This is a little bit of a weird pick, and he was pretty dominant in his prime. He actually is an active player still. I'm going to take two active players here. I'm going to take Travis Kelce as my tight end.
Okay.
And I'm going to take Todd Gurley, who in his prime finds the end zone better than almost better than any other running back. He hasn't had like the longest prime. Obviously he's out of it at this point, but three of his best seasons are in the top 40. And I think that kind of speaks volumes to what kind of impact he had at his best. There's a lot of other guys who have like had kind of one and done seasons. I mean, Chris Johnson was good for a couple of years, but like, you just never know what you're going to get there with the injuries. Edgerrin James as well. Like, how often is he always going to be involved as heavily as he was in the years where he was so good? Todd Gurley was a workhorse back in his prime. And I know he's going to put up solid numbers again, working off that baseline. I'll let Randy Moss and Terrell Owens be my high flyers week to week.
It's crazy that we're talking about Todd Gurley's prime already. It's crazy that he's not on an active roster. I'm blaming it on his agent, I guess. Like, I don't get, I'm looking at some of these running back rooms.
Are we though? Like, okay. He's a year older than us, right? He's 27 years old.
Yeah.
For those who don't know our age, he's only been in the league since 2015, but he's had multiple injuries.
Yeah.
And like, you look at the longevity of an NFL running back's career, it's not really there. I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson, my first overall pick, played only 9 seasons.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point. I mean,
how many did Arian Foster get? How many seasons did Arian Foster play?
He had like, did he have 8? Like
7 or 8, maybe. I mean,
yeah.
Like
Alexander had like 9.
Like Todd Gurley's coming up on his, Arian Foster had 7. Todd Gurley would be coming up on his 6th. And like one of those seasons he didn't play.
Yeah. I mean, like, can he be like the Jets' third string running back though? We don't think that's possible. Like, that's impossible. I mean, he's going to be on a roster. He'll be on a roster this year. Unfortunately, the way it goes, someone's going to get hurt. He's going to get signed. I'm going to recap everybody. Nick, you got 2 running backs, LT, Arian Foster, 2 wide receivers, AB and Marvin Harrison. Your tight end's Gronk. Me, 2 running backs, Priest Holmes, Christian McCaffrey, 2 wide receivers, Michael Thomas, Megatron, a flex, Sean Alexander. Toss, you got Brady. You got Marshall Faulk and Todd Gurley, the Rams boys. You got Randy with the Brady connection. You got T.O. and you got Travis Kelce. Oh, wow.
So you're up, right?
I am up. I'm up again. And I'm thinking QB, but I'm going to shy away from QB for a hot second. And then I'm going to go, I'm going to go one more flex here. This is a guy that I just think he's one of the best receivers I've ever seen. I would probably that I've really seen in their prime with Randy, with Megatron. And this would probably be my number 3, slightly ahead of AB, just because he's a physical specimen. I'm going to go the high flying former Atlanta Falcon, current Tennessee Titan, Julio Jones.
It's a good pick. I mean, he's right there with Calvin for sure.
Nicholas, you're up.
I like it.
I'm going to go with Peyton Manning. I mean, you look at consistency, you look at just, you know, another guy who just got inducted to the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's got the number 1 season all time by a quarterback, and he has 2 of the top 10. You know, throwing into one of my guys, Marvin Harrison, love it. And then got to go with another flex, right?
Yep.
So I have 2 flexes, right?
Correct.
Okay. So one of my flexes will be occupied by, and it's tough. I think now I can do it. I think now I can do Adrian Peterson. Now that I've fulfilled the 2 starters, I think Adrian will be my first flex.
Love Adrian. Love Adrian Peterson. Every time you guys hear the word occupied, do you guys think of Occupied Wall Street, or is that like a New York thing?
I don't.
Did I say occupy there?
No. You used the word correctly completely.
I know. I just didn't realize I said it.
Yeah, you had said the word occupied. Nick's in sport mode, fully going for it.
You said the word again, where it's like occupy left field or something.
Yeah, occupied. I think about it because I'm still perplexed that my junior year social studies teacher missed a week of school. Like, we had a sub. because he was occupying Wall Street. I don't, I'm just so confused how that was allotted, like how he was allotted that free time to go do that. Or if he just didn't care at this point and he was gunning out, like, why was he, like, nothing was accomplished there. Spoiler alert for anyone who doesn't know what Occupy Wall Street was. I don't even know what they were really doing, to be honest. I just know I had a teacher that was there for a full week.
There's definitely good and bad uses of the word occupy. I mean,
yeah,
Wall Street doesn't seem like a great one. Like, the Taliban's occupying the embassy in Kabul right now. That's another bad one.
That's definitely a horrible occupying situation. And we're wishing everyone over there the best. Anyway, back to our fantasy draft on that depressing Twitter note. I need a QB. I need a tight end. I'm going to fill out the QB. This guy may be the GOAT one day, but screw it. I'm not crowning him yet. Pat Mahomes. We go with Pat Mahomes, my quarterback. Bang.
I like it.
T-Bone, close us out. You got double flexes.
You could have waited for your active player slot. Flex,
so.
Yeah. I have a tight end and a flex. Nick Patas has got his last two picks right here.
My last two picks. The pick in the penultimate round and the final round.
Yeah.
Two flexes. Gotta get it done here. Has my interest been piqued where I can maybe thief a tight end from one of you?
I knew you were thinking about doing that. Don't do that. That is a wild. That's an aggressive move. Do you need it?
I don't need it, but like we're talking about all-time players here, and you've got great tight ends who impact the game, just like my tight end Travis Kelce does, in comparison to the best receivers in the league. So, it's an enticing move, but I actually was just kind of, I just chose not to pick him last round, but I'm going to pick Edgerrin James for one of my flex spots.
Another
Hall of Famer.
That's right. And over the last 20 years, he's 6th in scrimmage yards, and 11th in scrimmage touchdowns amongst non-active participants. So I'm cool with that. He had 6 top 10 finishes from 2000 to 2007. I mean, I'm just living in the early 2000s right now, and I'm totally okay.
It's a great place to live for running backs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to go with Edgerrin James, and I'm not going to take him. I'm not going to take this guy, but I do want to mention him. Curtis Martin is a phenomenal fantasy player.
This is the most underrated running back ever.
He very well might be. And yeah, I'm heavily considering. I'm not going to take him, but again, I could have been really great. I'm going to take DeAndre Hopkins. I think that just the amount of receptions that guy can pull in a year, I mean, it's the exact same as you talking about Michael Thomas, but I trust DeAndre Hopkins more. I think he's a better talent, and he's way more reliable. So I'll take him, and that'll round out my team, and I'm happy with my squad.
It's very sentimental. I considered Hop over Julio. That was like my head was in that place.
I've also shook his hand, so that helps too.
Always helps.
There's good chemistry from the fantasy owner to the player. So, you know,
drove next to him in Los Angeles. So yeah, I feel you, man.
He looked cool on the sideline yesterday. I saw him on TV.
He
always looks cool. I've also shaken his hand and spoken to his dad. Really great family. All right. So Toss, we'll do the whole round out at the end. Nick and I each have one more pick. Here's where my head's at. I'm between two tight ends. Do you guys want to guess which tight ends I'm between?
Tony G.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Graham. Jimmy
Graham.
Wow. That was quick. Okay. Maybe I thought that was more like Antonio Gates, Greg Olsen, Jason Witten.
Well, you know what I will say?
Yeah.
I will say give it maybe 2 or 3 more years. Darren Waller's in that mix.
Oh, yeah. If he at this pace, yeah, he's a freak. I think he's full on surpassed Kittle. It's very unfortunate. I don't know what the hell's happened to Ertz, but he's just totally out of the mix now. Graham is going to get the slight edge for me just because his two peak years are better fantasy years than Tony G's. Tony G obviously is an infinitely better tight end.
His Saints years were ridiculous.
Yeah. Shout out to Gates, Olsen, Witten, those boys. I'm going Jimmy Graham.
Them boys. I'll close this out. Brandon Marshall had a couple of ridiculous seasons. Top 20 guy. Bounced around the league a lot, but, you know, when he had some consistency in Denver, you know, he was great. You know, even when he was with Jay Cutler again in Chicago, he was awesome. So that is my last piece to the puzzle. And I think I would whoop all you guys.
That's a shocker. The Nick, here's your team. Peyton Manning, LT,
Goat.
Arian Foster, AB, Marvin Harrison, Gronk, AP or AD, as we like to say, and Brandon Marshall. I used to feel bad that Brandon Marshall never made the playoffs, but then I realized that he's played with Jay Cutler so many times that he did that to himself. Yeah. My team, Mahomes, Priest Holmes, CMC, Michael Thomas, Megatron, Jimmy G, Sean Alexander, Julio, Toss, Brady, Marshall Faulk, Todd Gurley, Randy Moss, T.O., Travis Kelce, Edgerrin James, DeAndre Hopkins. Toss's team definitely has the best hair.
Your team definitely has the youth, though.
My team?
Yeah. What is that?
Youth is...
Is that part of it?
No. It's peak. No. Yeah. But we're younger. We're more like... I have a lot of active guys. I got Julio. I got Michael Thomas.
You got the youth. You got a lot of active guys. I only have two.
I have four.
Unless Adrian Peterson's technically still active, right?
I guess. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah.
I have four.
Yeah. Okay.
I have three. Yeah. Antonio Brown, Gronk, and Adrian.
If that shows of, you know, just our trust in fantasy players, what we remember, recency bias, all of those combined, we only had to have one active guy. We only had to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good players right now, too.
Yeah. And the half PPR situation, the way the running backs have been catching the ball with CMC and the receivers catching more balls with Michael Thomas, Julio, DeAndre, and obviously Gronk. I mean, the Gronk and AB, yeah, they're active, and Brady, they're active, but they're at the tail end of their careers. So, like, it's not like they're active. Like, the only guys that are really active in their prime are Michael Thomas, CMC, and Hopkins.
I disagree. I don't see how you can't.
And Mahomes, obviously.
Mahomes. And how can you not say Brady's going to be a top five QB taken in every fantasy draft this year?
I love him.
I think it's a little. As a Brady lover, it's a little disrespectful. You said you're going to name your first child guy or girl Brady, and the guy he's still doing it. What has changed your mind? I mean, he won a Super Bowl last year.
Nothing.
He's projected. He's like, I just don't think he's top five quarterback in the league.
I just don't think he's in his prime. I mean, like, his prime was like when he was setting records with Randy Moss. I mean, I don't think he's in his prime anymore. He's at the age where the wheels could fall off at any moment, and we wouldn't be shocked. Or we wouldn't be angry. We would understand. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but it's plausible.
Yeah, but we're also majority of football fan sentiment is also that he could go six more years and we wouldn't bat an eye at this point because he's just a freak.
I don't know. I need his skin regimen. That's all I know. That's all I honestly do.
Yeah.
Like, he's got better skin than I do, and he's like almost 20 years older than I am.
Well, we probably all think that our team is the best, and for that reason, of course, we got to take it to the streets.
Yeah,
and we'll let the people decide.
We'll let the people decide. We'll make a graphic and we'll do a vote. How about that? I'll make a list. We'll do something easy. Easy for people to understand, and we'll do a vote.
I think all of our teams have like one or two guys where, like, if you're being really critical, you could poke some holes in our teams.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah. I think there's a couple questionable picks across the board. Maybe. I don't know. I don't necessarily know how happy I am that I took Sean Alexander in the third round.
But I like him as your flex, though. You know, like,
it's true. It was a bit of a reach. I think the Brady in the third round was aggressive. Brandon Marshall's a bit very outside the box for me, but. I like him.
The last pick of the draft. So
yeah, no, it's outside the box. I was not on my radar. I'm not saying it's a bad pick. I'm just saying it's outside the box. I don't want you. Look, I'm sorry that I revealed your secret you told me in private. But
I believe that.
I know. But yeah, I think these are good squads. I'm happy with these squads. We're going to take it to the streets. We're going to take it to our boys. We're going to take it to the people. We're going to put it on the polls. We'll see what you guys think.
Take it to our girls too.
Take it to the girls too. Screw it. Why not? Take it to the people.
They play fantasy football as well.
That they do.
Josh has a couple of close friends who have a really, really involved fantasy football league. Isn't that right, Josh?
Yeah. Girls? Yeah, they do. So do you. Then you're we're all friends with them.
Our fantasy football preview will be featuring a female. So,
and that's all you're going to get. And on that note, fans out there, drag both feet and bounce. Swing on a full count. Rip that puck at that putt. Hit your PKs because they're free. Hit your free throws. Why, gentlemen?
Because they're free.
Because they are free. We out you. We love you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.